You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, Netanyahu just came out. I'm reading the quote. We put the video on screen. Iran is weaker than ever and Israel stronger than ever. Netanyahu, there are still additional objectives and we will achieve them. We are ready to resume fighting at any moment. Our finger is on the trigger. They got an ongoing White House press conference about this. Iran state media claims the United States has begun violating the ceasefire and is attacking Tehran. Who knows if that's even true? We'll track all that as it unfolds. But again, here's the deal. All the economists are clear. You get oil of $150 a barrel for even a few weeks, and it's already caused major problems lower than that. It kills the recovery. That's where they've got us. But all their forces, all the Middle East of Hezbollah have already been basically defeated. And that's what Savage said like 4 months ago from Israeli sources, is that it's just biting off more than you can chew. And that's what the Pentagon told Trump. So that's really the problem here is now will Iran go further because they feel like they can do whatever they want with the Strait and feel like we're weak because this thing has been initiated. But Michael Savage, I want to finish up on this topic and get your view on what you think Trump should do, because I totally agree with you and where this is going. And then obviously Netanyahu has to stop hitting Lebanon. He's kind of signaling that, but who knows if that'll actually happen. And then big picture, the Democrats, these special elections where the Democrats just won big in Wisconsin, other states, where MAGA goes in the future. You've looked at your crystal ball. You say you don't have one. You do, about borders, language, culture, all that. You really laid out the runway. Trump admits this, that he kind of came in on with the main definitions of this fight. And I've contributed as well. But kind of the old Republican Guard was just really establishment and stale. It was you and myself and others that kind of launched all this. We're not bragging, it's just a fact. So tell me then where you see this going in the future, what your advice is to populists, to conservatives, to nationalists, to people that want to defeat the communist disease we have in this country. Michael Savage.
It's a lot to take on in one question, Alex, but I'm used to it with you. That's why I like your show. It's a challenge to condense so many ideas into a few statements, but I need to back up for a moment. Having said that about Israel and Netanyahu, I want to address this new Reich that's emerged in the world under Tucker Carlson. I know they're friends of yours, but they're not friends of mine. Nick Fuentes and Candace Owens, they're a pox upon humanity as far as I'm concerned, because they blame Israel for all of the world's ills, no matter what they say. Then they say it's not Jews, it's Israel. They don't ever talk about the Christian slaughter across Africa by Muslims, do they? You never hear anything about that. You never hear about the takeover of European nations or Australia by Muslims. All you hear about is evil Israel from that new Reich that has emerged. It's very deadly because they've scapegoated Jewish people, which is very, very dangerous for millions of people. Having said that, I also told you I'm not a fan of Netanyahu's warlike mentality, which is there's a limit to it. We've heard about his great heroics 40 years ago. How long has he been in power? Why are there no term limits in Israel? This, by the way, is the problem with Israel and other nations, is the lack of term limits. I think what you find out is that power corrupts and absolute power corrupts absolutely. Lord Acton said that many years ago. It's true in Israel and every other nation. Wherever there are no term limits, corruption emerges because the power becomes centralized. So you asked another question, having cleared the air from my point of view, where do we go from? What would you like me to focus on, Alex? There were so many questions at once.
Well, I think you hit it. The new power center in what you call conservatism or the populist movement is people that focus on Israel. But now by Israel dragging us into this, you can debate the reasons, it's given even more power to that. And clearly, Candace Owens, I have my issues with her, things she does. And, you know, Nick, it was interesting. We have him on for debates and discussions. Tucker, I think, legitimately is anti-war and has thrown his lot in, but he has gotten basically, I like Tucker a lot, become an apologist for Islam in that vein. So I think it's important to focus on communist China, on Islam, on the left in general that's allied with Islam, and then also look at Israel, criticize Israel when it's needed, but not make it all about that. Because I have guests on, not even those guys you mentioned, but others I used to have on, they can't even talk about other topics. They will just go right back to that. It's like a one-trick pony, and it's all they can talk about. And it is bizarre.
Because it's easy, Alex, don't you understand where they're at. These are shallow people who don't know anything about history. They're not smart. They have an audience now. They found a new pinata to beat up, which is the Jews and or Israel. It's gotten them huge ratings, and they keep beating it because it brings attractive an audience to them. They never talk about the attacks on Christians all over the world by Muslims, as I mentioned, in Africa, for example, the slaughter of Christians all over the world by fanatical Muslims. So I think I would rather move away from that. I think we need to focus more on America right now. Where do we go from here? I predicted the other day that if this did not end, it's likely that Tehran would be bombed, if not nuked, by the way. And I said it would not be us who did it. I wrote it on my own Twitter feed. I said it would be the bad boy Israel that does it. The U.S. is certainly not going to drop a nuclear bomb on an Iranian target. They'll use a pariah nation, Israel. Israel is now the most hated nation on the planet because the Islamic Front has the greatest propaganda ever seen in the history of the world, where Americans have taken their side. Can you imagine a nation that has just slaughtered 10 to 30,000 protesters is now considered the good guy by all of these people who don't see the big picture, don't know history, don't care? So if there is any kind of horrendous decision to go nuclear, and let's pray to God that there isn't, because the next stage could be China and Russia drawn in on Iran's side. Isn't that a fear? I've seen this for months.
Mainline war games show by the top experts.
Well, Iran is an ally of Russia and of China. So it doesn't take a genius to understand that they're an allied conglomerate, that if this gets to a nuclear level, they're going to enter the fray. And we could be targeted here in America. This has to be stopped immediately. Whoever's doing this in Tehran, I don't know if it's Israel or America, but I told you, they're going to use bad boy Israel to drop the bombs on Tehran. Since they're hated anyway, they figure let them do it. Trump's not going to do it. So where does it go? You have to stop the war immediately. No matter how you do it, I don't care what. I don't care what it takes. You've got to stop the bombs from falling immediately. Until the bombs are stopped, there will be nothing to talk about. And the world could go up in smoke. This is how world wars emerge. So who's dropping the bombs in Tehran? We don't know. Doesn't matter. It's either Israel or the United States.
And see, here's the problem. Here's the problem.
What's it going to achieve? Tell me what the bombing of Tehran is going to achieve. The mullahs actually like it. It makes them seem like more victims, and it also confirms their own psychosis, which is that this is the end of days. It's going to bring about the return of the Mahdi, the 12th, the 13th, whatever they are. Their new Messiah will arrive only when the world is destroyed, when Armageddon. They love it, the crazy ones. This is perfect.
So let me throw this in, because what you're saying is historic, nuanced, sophisticated, because it's how the world really works. I totally agree with what you're saying. That you kill the mullahs, that makes them more popular. You bomb all these civilian targets, it makes them more popular.
Right.
They're going to hang on. They're going to play the victim. They're going to unify a front against Israel and the U.S. That's why this move was bad. Then I get called an Iranian agent. But then a bunch of the other people that are against Israel and the U.S. are now apologists for Islam itself. So this is a nightmare combination, and I can't believe the Muslims are running circles around us. And then most of our viewers are super smart, but when I see videos I post to X or even Rumble, when I'm giving nuanced stuff, they don't even know what I'm talking about, because it's either are you for Israel or are you for the Muslims?
Yes.
And I'm saying it's way more sophisticated than that.
I call the Arabs the Vikings of the desert. If they don't know the history of the arrival on the scene of Islam with Muhammad, and I talked about the history over a 25-year period where they conquered Persia, they conquered Egypt, they conquered Spain. If they don't understand the history, they don't understand what they're talking about. The entire religion is built upon invasion, conquest, and plunder in its most naked form. They want world domination. They want a caliphate, a worldwide caliphate.
And these attacks are making them stronger. So what's the answer?
Well, which attacks are making them stronger? I wouldn't say that. They have no air force. They have
no
navy.
But I'm saying ideologically, it's making
them. Yeah, okay. Ideologically, yes. The liberals have certainly turned into apologists for Islam. And, of course, the people who think they're conservatives are really just quisling liberals in disguise. They don't even understand that they've actually been conquered mentally. They've been already conquered and turned into part of the caliphate, all of these tough right-wingers who quote Christian doctrine, and they're not even Christians. Most of them are not even good Christians, because good Christians would not say the things they say about Jews. So where do we go with Iran? The question is Iran right now. It's occupied by Arabs. How do we give it back to the Persians? How do we return it to a Persian nation, a great people? Can we do that? This is history in the making. Only God knows what's going to happen next, Alex. The bombs have to stop. At the end of the day, I believe in peace, not war, and I believe that peace can only be achieved at this point through peaceful means, not warful means. I mean,
well,
we're
exactly.
Let's
talk about nukes. Let's talk about nukes. If Israel, the U.S., I think you're right, it'll be Israel, nukes military bases or anything, it literally turns the world even more against the West. And so obviously that's not the move. So people push. Plus, the emperor had already tried to give up 5 days before Hiroshima and Nagasaki in Japan. The Japanese were going to fight to the end under orders for honor. They got the emperor to give up because MacArthur sent him a message saying, we're going to hang your ass once we do take over. So that's the point, is that it's the same thing like the Japanese. They're not going to give up.
Right.
And so what do? You expose it. You don't want to play victim. You isolate Islam. You educate the public against it. You arrest all their different operatives engaging in subterfuge. You got to deal with it like that and then not give them the full frontal assault so they can play victim. You know, they teach in colleges and high school and everywhere that the Crusades were a Western offense.
Right.
No, after 700 years of Islamic invasion, took hundreds of years to free Spain, they took millions of slaves. No, it was a response to Islamic invasion. That is a fact.
The Crusades by Christians were counter-Crusades against the Muslim invasion and conquest and subjugation, of course, but that's not taught at Harvard, as you well know. What's the solution to this problem? The only solution to this, there's only two solutions. The first one is a nightmare scenario, because it'll draw the entire world into a nuclear exchange. It'll be the end of civilization as we know it. The only solution is to stop the war immediately and stop the bombing of Iran immediately. I don't care what in the world it takes. Who's ever dropping those bombs has to be stopped. That is not going to end this. It's going to escalate and bring others into the war. So whether it's Israel or the United States dropping bombs on Tehran right now, it's the stupidest thing that you could imagine. Killing civilians now in Tehran, that's going to bring the world to peace? Impossible. It won't happen. But, you know, you said something earlier that, of course, I've been saying as well for weeks now. The Japanese would not give in because they believed in Bushido, the art of honor. They'd rather die than give up, the Japanese warrior, okay? And I said the Islamists have a similar mindset based upon a different set of principles, a religious set of principles, and they're also not going to give up. So how did Japan finally be brought to subjugation? It wasn't through negotiation. It was through bombing Hiroshima. They didn't give up anyway. What happened? We dropped another bomb. Truman dropped another bomb on Nagasaki. Horrible. How many civilians were incinerated? 100,000 at one time? Men, women, and children burnt up in these paper houses in Tokyo, in Hiroshima. They were burned alive, incinerated. So now let's go to Germany under Hitler. The Germans didn't want to give up either. They lost their great navy, some of the greatest ships ever built. They lost their great air force, destroyed by our great American heroes. What did they do? Did they give up to Americans? No, they didn't. The Russians had to invade on land, Berlin. 200,000, or I think it's 400,000 Russians died taking Berlin after everything else had been destroyed in the military of all of the other military resources had been destroyed of Germany. 400,000 died, Russians fighting in the rubble of Berlin until they finally gave up.
Mainly fighting kids about 15 years old, the Hitler Youth.
So when you're dealing with fanatics, it's very hard for we civilized people to understand how to even engage in a conversation about this. I'm not a fanatic, and I don't think you are either. We're strong-willed. We have great beliefs. We believe in God. We believe in civilization. We believe in our nation. We believe in our borders, language, and culture. But we're not fanatic about it. We are dealing with fanatics in Iran, Alex, and we don't understand how they think. We can only project how they think, but they laugh at us for even trying to think how they think. They don't think the way we do. They have no regard for human life, whatever, which is why they'll put military targets inside mosques, schools, and hospitals, because they don't care who gets killed around them. So Trump knows all of this. He's run through this in his mind. Israel knows this. They see it's the end of days for them one way or the other. They may as well have the final battle now before it's too late. We, the people, are sitting here on the outside like in a peanut gallery, just watching the world burn in front of our eyes. We have almost no power over what happens. You think what we think and what we say is going to affect anything? I don't.
But when you were on, it was the time before last, probably 6 months ago, you said Israel's defeated, most of its enemies around it. It has to stop now. That's what you believed, and other experts in Israel. Why did Netanyahu not stop there? Because he has to keep having wars. He's already been basically convicted. He wants to kill investigations. So he needs to keep the crisis going for his own personal life.
That's a theory. I mean, a lot of people don't want to hear that. The other theory is he's a great war leader and he's saving the state of Israel. I would argue to the contrary. I would say that Israel needs peace now, not more war. And they need a 4-star general who's a liberal in Israel, incidentally. I know people say, what? You're a conservative? Yeah, well, sometimes, as I've said 1,000 times, a bird needs 2 wings to fly. And Israel's right now had its left wing tied behind its back. It's only a right wing is flapping. And we in America, before Trump came back, had only 1 wing. The left wing was flapping, and we've been flying in the circles.
Well, there's nobody there. In fact, Netanyahu is pretty much a moderate now compared to what's happened in Israel. I don't even call it right wing. It's like you said, it's very messianic. It's end of the world. So just like the mullahs are out of their minds, they've now gotten the most radical are in control, and there's nobody even questioning in these meetings.
Well, not in the meetings, but in the Israeli world, there are 4-star generals who are war heroes who could step in and save their nation from this path of destruction.
Well, and credit to Tucker Carlson. I don't know if you saw his BB expose, but he interviewed all the former intelligence chiefs and a bunch of generals saying this is what you said 6 months ago. So, I mean, you know, he's...
I don't have to attack Tucker. I attack his ideas. I don't know him as a person. I mean, he was the first guest I had on my TV show when I began my TV show. I was like a thrill for me to have him on my show. And then he changed radically in the 6 months, bought a house over there in Qatar. Well, I don't know what that's about. And he became almost the spokesman for Islam. And I don't even know why, because the country that he has a house in was then attacked by his friends in Iran. Go figure that out.
Qatar.
Right? I mean, yeah, Qatar. I can't pronounce that country. Qatar, Gutter. It's a hard nation to pronounce.
Well, let's go back to Trump, because he's 79. You know, he hasn't taken care of himself like you have. When you make statements like this, it sounds like a supervillain, which is a gift to Islam. A whole civilization will die tonight, never to be brought back again. And thank God he backed off of this, which is a lesser of evils, but then it's also horribly backed off because it looks weak, but that's better than doing this.
Absolutely.
This is crazy talk. What do you make of a statement like that?
I was shocked by it, because a president should never make a statement like that. I don't know why he did it. It certainly didn't bring any followers to the way of Donald Trump. It's frightening to say a thing like that. And I don't think he actually has anything he wants. You're going to nuke all of Iran, kill everyone in it. You got to kill for peace. Are we back to that song from the Vietnam era? You got to kill for peace. Is that where we're at? I hope not. So I don't have the answer as to how to stop the fanatics on the other side. As I said to you earlier, I don't know how they think. I have an idea how they think. but I'm projecting a civilized viewpoint upon fanatics, which never works. You know, it's like confronting a murderer who breaks into your house and try to reason with him, getting a social worker in there. It's not going to work.
Well, it's like when I watch the Iranians chant death to America, they're out of their mind, their eyes are bugging out in their parliament, and then I watch Israeli TV with Netanyahu's deputy and a bunch of others giggling and laughing about nukes. If you're going to use nukes, that's one thing. Don't laugh about it like it's a big joke. This is serious
Something's
business.
Wrong. Yeah, no, there's something wrong there. I understand that. This is why Americans don't want anything to do with the Middle East. They just had enough of it.
Exactly.
They don't want American boys dying for Israel or any other nation on the planet. I mean, it's as clear as a bell. No more foreign wars. Donald Trump ran on that platform. No more foreign wars. I'll end the Ukraine-Russia thing in 2 seconds. That's still raging.
Yeah, the way to defeat Islam is to have the West come back and Western values, shut down our borders, get back to free market, and be the pillars of the future and win through that and isolate the cancer. Going to war with it this way has empowered it while the left brings them in record numbers. And it turns them into victims, and they're spending their money buying off our people. You've got to outlaw that. We have a horrible Justice Department that won't do it. Any of this foreign money, I don't care who it's from, needs to stop. Michael Savage, people can find you at A Savage Nation on X. I'll follow you there, michaelsavage.com. I know you got so many books. What's your latest book?
I reissued God, Faith, and Reason. It was out of print. People are asking for it. I think that after I'm in the next world, whether it's the good place or the bad place, wherever God decides to put me, this and my book on Teddy and me, my dog, will be the ones that outlive all my political books.
All right. Well, hey, anytime you want to come on, the door is open. I totally agree with everything you said. And it's not
Alex, I hope I can come. I hope I can come back in a time of peace in the next few days, few weeks. And talk a little bit more about spiritual issues rather than political issues. I would love to do that with you because you're a man of faith.
I agree. I want to talk about big picture and positive things and not trying to stop a damn nuclear war. Michael Savage, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me, Alex. You do a great job. I admire your work.
I admire your work, too, sir. You taught me a lot. Thank you. Well, that was a nuanced, complex discussion. It was all totally accurate, and people aren't even – most people listen on radio get it, and a lot of you watching do, but – I see our stuff pop. People are like, what is this? Well, are they for the Muslims or for, you know, it's just like, come on, people. The Pentagon said don't do it. Exactly what Savage said. This is a disaster. And now the mullahs are in a stronger position there. But you're like, well, their military's blown up. Not ideologically. They're the victims now. And they control the Strait of Hormuz. And I think Trump may double down. I mean, we're in grave danger. I mean, if you don't have a pucker factor, if you don't have chills up and down your spine listening to this, you're crazy. Mark Levin, just use nuclear weapons. I didn't get the full clip of him. He's like, we use them in Japan and the nuclear weapons. That's what strong presidents do. We have the Mark Levin text messages that are out. And he's like, do what Truman did, President Trump. Do what he did in Japan. He doesn't say use nukes. He says, we know what we did in Japan, Mr. President. The emperor gave up. He'd given up 5 days before. They wanted to test the bombs on Japan to scare the Russians. That's declassified. So we fried a bunch of women and children. I don't support any of this. I absolutely hate the left acting like I'm aligned with them or Islam acting like it. No, I'm aligned with not being an insane person. All right. I'm just too well informed. I just can't be an idiot. We're going to come back. I got all this other news. I got it. There's so many big developments now, though. So we'll get to the latest developments of the war. And then I've got Democrats winning these special elections. I got a bunch of insane UFO news about interdimensionals with congressmen saying it. And there's 4 species of aliens on the Earth. Congressman Burchett and nuclear physicist. I mean, this is getting weirder and weirder by the moment. We are in the Twilight Zone. A great time of change is taking place right now. Remember, you're the Paul Revere. Share the live feeds on X with Alex Jones. On Rumble, the Alex Jones Show. And don't forget, all those local radio stations you're listening to, please support their sponsors, support them, and spread the word about those as well. Briefly plugging a big sale right now at thealexjonesstore.com. Ultramethylene Blue, 72% off, despite the fact it's a bestseller. That's at cost $16.79 a month when you subscribe, cancel any time, but you lock it in at cost $16.79 when you become a subscriber. There's only a few days left on that. And other big deals right now at thealexjonesstore.com.
We have it all.
Ultramethylene Blue, we have the best. The Shilajit, we have the best. The Turmeric, we have the best. We have the best spike protein, pro-cardiovascular, ultimate life force. The best Irish sea moss gummies and capsules. Incredible. Research it for yourself. We have the best at theultrastore.com. And if you buy any of them, they're 50% off when you sign up for AutoShip. Cancel anytime. And you guarantee it never sells out. They hold it back. You get 50% off on future orders. And anybody that downloads for free the Android or the Apple app, you find both links to it at alexjonesapp.com. It's free. You get an additional 20% off at checkout on top of that. Now, I had to convince Bitly to do this. They were a little skeptical because they like to give you good deals, but not this good because it's loss leader when you use the app. But because we have an 80%+ reorder rate on things like Ultramethylene Blue, it's actually working because you get it, you love it, and you keep ordering. So these are great products. I want to induce you to try them. You know our information's hardcore. Try the products. It's just as hardcore. 1776 worldwide. We will crush the 1984 globalist system. God bless you all.